72 times a minute, 4,320 times an hour, 103,680 times a day, almost 38 million times a year, over 2.6 billion times in the course of an average lifespan. The human heart, only fist-sized, beats powerfully. It must be strong and elastic enough to send fresh blood throughout the entire body. Too much softness or too much hardness of the heart, and we die. Only a healthy heart can give and receive blood. In the gospel we just heard, we hear again that God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The son so loved the world that he died, not to condemn, but to save. At the very core of God's saving love is the heart of Jesus Christ, pierced for us out of love, and still giving and receiving blood. The heart of Jesus Christ is not dead. It is still giving and receiving blood, giving his to us and receiving ours in his very heart. Almost every Catholic church in the world has an image of the Sacred Heart. In the back of the cathedral, on this side, is an image of the Sacred Heart. It's a beautiful image. If you haven't had a chance, sometime on your own, come and spend some time with that image of the Sacred Heart. It all began as a devotion in 1673 to help the church not to become too severe or too intellectual, just thinking about God's love rather than encountering the love of Jesus Christ. Every first Friday of the month is dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And actually, our daily Mass crowd on the first Saturdays, you can always see there's more people on first Saturdays, and many more line up to make a good confession the first Saturday of the month. Devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, I believe, is needed now more than ever in our own day because of our own hearts. We so easily forget the power and the mercy and the love Jesus has for us in his heart. He wants to save us. When we forget his heart, it makes our hearts fearful. We're afraid. And we become almost paralyzed as we think of the future and are unable to open ourselves to trust in God. Our heart needs to be pierced, just like his. Like the master, so the disciple. When we forget Jesus' heart, our hearts become cramped, and we refuse to let in those closest to us, a spouse, a child, a friend, because our hearts are so full of our own desires. And when that happens, we choose a more closed heart toward others, even those we love most. Forgetting the love of the Sacred Heart makes our hearts more oblivious. It remembers trivial things, but forgets the more important things. It's able to walk past all sorts of people without seeing them because it's consumed with its own stuff, rather than going outward and seeing one another. The image of the Sacred Heart can help us to wonder, have I really let into my life those I love? Have I gone out to them? Are they a part of my flesh, or am I merely walking past? Look at the Sacred Heart of Jesus and see beyond the barbed wire crown of thorns around it. See the gentleness. Allow a prayer to be uttered each time we call to mind his Sacred Heart. Jesus, give me a bigger heart, an open heart, yes, even a pierced heart for you and for others. Devotion to the heart of Jesus is not magic. We'll still be irritable and irritating. We will still struggle with a stoniness of heart that shuts people out. But the devotion will help us to see our sinfulness more clearly. We will come to know God's deep mercy. The Sacred Heart strengthens us, even though it is pierced. The heart of Jesus always welcomes and gives mercy and knows tenderness and makes us more tender. God so loved the world that he gave the heart of his only Son to save us. Jesus, make my heart like yours. Give me your blood and receive mine in your heart.